Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views.
Welcome back to News and Views. I'm Rob Schofield. In a recent op-ed in Raleigh's News and Observer, Duke University researcher Ken Dodge explained why the benefits of high-quality pre-kindergarten and other forms of early childhood education do not fade with age. As Dodge wrote, it turns out that NC Pre-K, as well as Smart Start, which serves younger children, continues to have strikingly positive benefits for children that do not fade out at all. Instead, our latest research confirms those benefits last at least through the end of eighth grade. Recently, Dodge joined me by phone from his office in Durham to discuss his findings. Well, Professor Kenneth Dodge, welcome to News and Views. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
You have some exciting new research on the benefits of pre-K. This is a topic that's been debated at great length in public policy circles in recent years, but the new research you have is some good news, I think, for North Carolinians and maybe for, you know, even beyond our borders, for people who care about this subject. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Thank you. It is good news. As we all know, North Carolina has an investment in its state-led pre-kindergarten program, and it has shown positive results in early elementary school. But the question has come up about whether those positive impacts will last. There's a phenomenon called fade-out in some early childhood programs whereby early positive impacts on children fade out over time. Most notably, Tennessee's voluntary pre-kindergarten program reported fade-out. So we were very interested. My colleagues and I, Helen Ladd and Clara Mushkin and you by and I, were interested to know about whether there would be fade-out in North Carolina's program. So we were fortunate to be able to have a lot of school records of over a million children that we were able to follow. Some had experienced pre-kindergarten and some not. And we were able to follow them through 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. And lo and behold, we found no evidence of fade out. If anything, the positive impacts of pre-kindergarten continue on and may even grow as children come into adolescence.
Gosh, that's great news. I mean, I guess the fear was that it just sort of wore off, but you're finding that it doesn't. It wasn't just some kids. It was across the various ethnic groups and various other divisions that we have.
That's right. We examined the impacts on a number of different groups of children, low income, middle income, children from single parent families, two parent, highly educated, less highly educated, different ethnic racial groups. And we found positive impacts on each of the groups that we studied.
Where do we see that? Where do you see the specifics? How do you measure it?
Right. There are four primary variables that we looked at. Standardized test scores in reading, standardized test scores in mathematics, grade retention, that is a child being held back a grade, not being promoted, say, from 6th grade to 7th grade, and placement into special education, which might be for learning reasons or behavioral reasons. On each of those four measures, we find a positive impact. That is, children who were lucky enough to live in a community that had more generous funding for pre-K performed better on each of those outcomes in middle school.
Now, what do you think is the difference here? You said, and I believe you've written, that the folks in Tennessee did good research as well, and they found more of this fade-out phenomenon for their kids. Why do we think it was a different result in North Carolina?
Right. I think both studies are well conducted and rigorous, and it's not a matter of one study being poorly conducted and the other well conducted. Instead, I think that the difference is that Tennessee's program and North Carolina's program differ in significant respects. Specifically, Tennessee's program covers curriculum material in pre-K that the children then repeat when they come into kindergarten. They're not coordinated, whereas North Carolina's program was developed by folks in the State Department of Public Instruction who were very attentive to what children are learning in elementary school, and they crafted a pre-kindergarten program that would be coordinated and continuous. And so it makes sense that the positive impacts could actually be built on over time. Second, there are differences in the quality, the classroom size, the teacher credentials, the curriculum itself being used that might explain differences. And then third, and we think this is very important, the number of children in North Carolina who are being covered and are experiencing pre-kindergarten is greater than the number in Tennessee. So if your child experiences pre-kindergarten and comes into a kindergarten classroom where nobody else had that advantage of pre-kindergarten, you could imagine the teacher would have to slow down and back up and remediate. In North Carolina, that does not happen as frequently because more of the peers have also experienced pre-kindergarten, and so the teacher can jump right into more advanced material.
The pre-K program in North Carolina, although it's had a lot of success, it's bigger than in some places, it still has a long way to go, right? I mean, there are large swaths, or at least parts of the state, for which there isn't NC pre-K coverage, or it's not accessible to everybody, right?
It's certainly not as widely covered as it was intended to be and could be, and our research suggests that if the coverage is greater, is wider, the impacts will be stronger. Right now, it is targeted towards several groups, particularly children from lower income backgrounds, but also children with some specific disabilities and other characteristics. Perhaps intended to cover maybe a quarter of the entire population. But as funding levels rise and decline, that figure might grow or decline. And if it does decline, there is risk of losing all those positive impacts.
What should parents take away from this? Maybe you're listening to this and you're a young parent with young children thinking about pre-K. Are there specific things that they should have in mind as they look for programs for their children to prepare them for K through 12 school?
Yes, there is a variety of ways that parents can help their children get prepared for kindergarten. A state-credentialed pre-kindergarten program is one of them, but I would not want to argue it's the only one. You know, parents at home can do a terrific job and did for 100 years. Unfortunately, that's not very common anymore. Parents are instead wanting and trying and needing to work outside the home, so they need support from the community. They should look for a experience beginning at birth all the way through kindergarten. They shouldn't wait until pre-kindergarten to be thinking about the child's readiness for school. And so they should think about the right kinds of positive experiences in the first year of life and second year of life. Certainly, preschool, pre-kindergarten is not dumbed down third grade. It is not children sitting quietly in desks, raising their hands, answering questions. It has to be developmentally appropriate. Fortunately, North Carolina has a 5-star rating system for rating the quality of programs birth to 5. And I would encourage parents to look for a 4 or 5-star program over a 3-star or 2-star program. That's one indicator of quality. In pre-kindergarten itself, there are many children who are experiencing high-quality pre-kindergarten, even if they're not getting state funding for it. They happen to be in that classroom, or the parents are able to pay, and those are terrific programs as well.
Our time is limited, but I did want to ask you about what's next in the research. Are we going to look now to high school? I mean, we've seen now the middle school kids look like they're doing well. Do you expect to continue your research and look to the long-term impact beyond eighth grade?
Yes, we are very excited about the research that we continue to do. One strand of it will be to follow the very same children through high school. Another strand will be to dig deeper into the pre-kindergarten programs themselves. We do see some diversity of impacts. Not every child is benefiting. On average, children are benefiting, but perhaps we could learn more about what makes the program successful, what's necessary, what can happen in elementary school to sustain and grow those positive impacts. So we'll be digging deeper into the characteristics of the programs themselves. But yes, we are continuing with this work.
Professor Dodge, thank you. Thank you to your colleagues at Duke University for this outstanding research. It's a great service to our state, and please keep up the good work. We'll look to the future to see what additional results you come up with.
Thank you.
Coming up next, coal ash waste continues to be a massive problem in several North Carolina communities. We'll talk to an advocate who's demanding a permanent solution. Stay with us.